Hey, by July 2026, the AI race has clearly moved beyond the public fascination with which chatbot is the smartest.
That's right. Model releases, benchmarks, and conversational assistants still dominate the headlines, but the decisive competition is increasingly happening behind the scenes. Chips, data centers, infrastructure, security, and trust.
And that's such an important shift. AI is no longer just a model contest.
It is a systems contest. Large language models and multimodal systems are still important, but a model by itself is not a complete product.
Exactly. To be useful, it has to be trained, deployed, monitored, protected, and scaled.
That requires compute, memory, networking, storage, power, cooling, and a lot of operational discipline.
So the key question is no longer only how clever a model can be.
It's how reliably it can run at scale. And that matters because AI is moving from experimental tools into production environments.
Businesses aren't just asking whether an assistant can write a memo or summarize a document anymore.
They're asking whether it can do so quickly, safely, and without exposing sensitive data.
They also want to know whether the system can handle thousands of users.
Whether costs remain predictable, and whether it can withstand real-world abuse.
Those are infrastructure and operations questions, not just model quality questions.
At the hardware layer, the competition is intensifying. Advanced accelerators, custom silicon, high-speed interconnects, and memory systems are becoming some of the most valuable assets in the AI economy.
That really changes the competitive landscape.
Companies with access to efficient hardware can train faster, serve more requests, and reduce inference costs.
And companies without that access may face slower products, higher bills, and weaker margins.
Data centers are changing too. They're no longer just back office facilities. They're becoming core economic infrastructure.
Location, power strategy, cooling design, and network topology can determine how competitive an AI platform becomes.
Because energy costs and compute availability are major constraints, the physical layer is no longer an afterthought.
It's a primary battlefield.
Security is becoming just as important as intelligence. As AI systems are embedded into customer service, finance, healthcare, software development, and operations, security is no longer a secondary concern.
It's a core requirement.
A highly capable AI system that can be manipulated, abused, or tricked into leaking data is not a product. It's a liability.
And threats are evolving as well.
Attackers are not only targeting traditional software vulnerabilities. They're probing weaknesses in AI pipelines, including prompt injection, model evasion, data poisoning, insecure APIs, weak access controls, and misconfigured cloud environments.
In many cases, the most dangerous risks are not in the model itself.
They're in the surrounding infrastructure that delivers it.
That's why trust is becoming a major differentiator.
Enterprises want to understand how an AI system is governed. They want audit trails, access controls, monitoring, red teaming, and clear accountability.
They also want to know what data is being used, where it is stored, and how it is protected.
In the next phase of AI competition, the question will often not be what a system can do, but whether we can trust it to do it safely.
For AI buyers and builders, the takeaway is that evaluation criteria have to broaden.
It's not enough to compare benchmark scores or sample outputs. Buyers should also consider latency, uptime, cost per request, data handling, compliance, and security posture.
A model that performs slightly worse on a public benchmark, but runs in a secure, stable, and well-governed environment may be the better long-term choice.
The first recommendation is to look beyond the model.
The surrounding stack often determines whether an AI solution feels fast, reliable, and safe.
Second, invest in infrastructure maturity.
Compute efficiency, network performance, and operational resilience are becoming key competitive factors.
Third, treat security as a product feature.
Access controls, monitoring, and accountability should be built in from the start, not added later.
And finally, prioritize trust.
Clear governance and transparent operations can determine whether an AI system is adopted or rejected.
The most visible parts of AI will continue to attract attention.
Chatbots, copilots, and generative media remain easy to understand and easy to demonstrate.
But the companies that define the next era of AI are likely to be the ones that build stronger foundations.
They'll compete not only on model quality, but on the ability to deliver AI securely, efficiently, and at scale.
In short, the AI race in 2026 is no longer just a contest of intelligence.
It's a contest of systems.
The winners will not be the ones with the flashiest DMOS alone.
They'll be the ones who understand that beneath every impressive model lies a harder challenge. Building the infrastructure, security, and trust required to make AI useful in the real world.